A decisive but not particularly surprising victory last night for Mitt Romney. He won the New Hampshire primary last night with almost 40% of the vote, but doesn't emerge yet as the presumptive nominee. The devil is in the details of those polling numbers, and that's John Zogby's business, president of the polling firm Zogby International. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Let's kind of sift through these results and hope that you can explain why Mitt Romney doesn't seem to have the kind of momentum that he was perhaps voting for. A couple things seem odd. First of all, let's talk about who voted for him and who didn't.
Well, actually, it's a pretty impressive group of people who did vote for him. You know, the guy who was supposed to be the moderate or the waffler in a conservative party actually won handsomely among self-described conservatives. He won 42 to 19, Ron Paul being his closest, among conservatives, and then he turned around and won with 37% of the vote among those moderate to liberal. He also won 40% of Tea Party voters. That's something we started to see in the last few days build up to the actual primary. The Tea Party supporters actually flipped in the last week or so before the campaign started to tell us we want the guy who can beat Barack Obama. And so rather than a purist, they were willing to vote for Mitt Romney because they saw him as the guy who could win.
What about the turnout, John? There has been a number of concerns brought up over low turnout in New Hampshire, which is traditionally a pretty enthusiastic voting state.
Yeah, it sure is, and that's pretty revealing because combined with Iowa, that where the caucuses turned out roughly the same number of voters as 2008, pretty much when all is said and done, the same kind of thing, no extra turnout in 2012. If this is supposed to be a passionate constituency that at all costs wants to defeat Barack Obama, and of course there is anger and frustration that is unprecedented if one watches cable news, then no. Where were those bodies that were willing to just put their names on a ballot?
That's John Zogby of the polling firm Zogby International. Also with us, Ron Christie, Republican strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway, and It's a Free Country, which is the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. So, Ron, what about this turnout? Is this a concern for the GOP?
Good morning, Celeste. No, I actually agree wholeheartedly with what John Zogby had to say. I think what you're seeing right now is the almost inevitability of Governor Romney's nomination for the Republican nomination to take on Barack Obama. I think you're seeing a lot of folks from the Tea Party. I was up in New Hampshire for a couple days this week. Folks who were wavering, who were undecided, who now said, you know, I want to vote for the winner. I want to vote for the person that we can coalesce behind and take on the president as a unified party. So I think Governor Romney has to be sitting a lot more comfortable, having, of course, prevailed in Iowa and New Hampshire. And just remember, you have not had a non-incumbent win both Iowa and New Hampshire for several years. In fact, the last incumbent was President George H.W. Bush in 1988. So I think he has a little bit of a tailwind behind him.
Well, let me ask you, though, is that whole better than Barack Obama going to help in the general election? It might work in the primaries with people who are very, very firmly against Barack Obama. But for people who are wavering in the general election, does that help him?
Well, I think what Governor Romney has sought to do is offer contrasts, and he is contrasting his record, both as governor of Massachusetts as well as his stewardship of the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and saying America can do better, America must do better, we need to strengthen and revitalize our economy and our defense. And I think that's a stark contrast with some of the actions undertaken by the president. So I don't think he's saying anybody but President Obama. I think he's saying, here's my vision, here's my ideology, here's how I would lead, and have that contrast look to be the difference between the two men who want to be our next president.
That's Ron Christie, Republican strategist. John, let's talk about who voted for the other candidates. Ron Paul doing surprisingly well, perhaps finally claiming a position on those talk shows you talked about where he cannot be ignored anymore. He ended up picking up a large number of the independents in New Hampshire.
Yeah, he did, and the number of independents was a record high, almost an even split between independents and Republicans. Paul doing amazingly well among them, and then of course young people. He brought out a total number of voters, young people, that was about 13-14%. He got almost half of young people, and these are cracks in the party. These are people who like Ron Paul, and I'm not sure that Ron Paul can deliver these people to the Republican nominee. These are people that like the libertarian message. These are people who are jaded. Whereas there was hope among young people 4 years ago, there isn't now. And Ron Paul is the man against the machine kind of candidate. So it remains to be seen whether or not he's building a new Republican constituency, or that in fact he's building a Ron Paul slash libertarian constituency for third party run.
Well, Ron Christie, let me ask you about that. Another crack in Mitt Romney's facade is social conservatives. I mean, he won Iowa, but he won by a squeaker. Most of the social conservatives there going to Rick Santorum. And of course, when he goes into South Carolina, there are many more social conservative voters there than in New Hampshire.
I think that's right. But I think what Governor Romney is doing right now is he's trying to coalesce and galvanize support, not just for the primary, but for a general election. I think he's looking for independents to trend his way. I think he's looking for the proverbial Reagan Democrats to give him a strong look. There's no question that the social conservatives have given him sort of a wary glance. But again, I think Republicans are more unified in their desire to unseat President Obama and make him a one-termer. And they're willing, in my humble opinion, to overlook some of the questions about his conservatism in the long haul.
So, John, looking forward to the next few primaries as we move into South Carolina and then Florida and Nevada, Mitt Romney polling as the front runner?
He is right now. But South Carolina is traditionally the gauntlet. That's a tough one. There's a geographical split, and that split actually favors Mitt Romney. If you take the East Coast and the central part of the state around Columbia, you have those are college towns, eastern establishment, moderate to liberal, a lot of transplants. The western, the mountains, is conservative country. Best case scenario for Mitt Romney is that all the other conservatives in the race not only beat him up, but split that western vote. His big worry, I think, is while he'll do very well in the east, is whether Ron Paul can
John Zogby, president of the polling firm Zogby International, and Ron Christie, Republican political strategist.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.